Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of Exploring Life. I am so excited to bring you another guided meditation from the book Spiritual Growth, Being Your Higher Self by Sanaya Roman. And for this one, we are going to first start out with the higher self meditation at the beginning of the book, just to get into that state. And then we will begin a new one called Choosing Your Reality Meditation. And for this one, the purpose of this is to create the reality of your awakened heart, where you live a life that is loving to you and your dreams come true. So yeah, really cool. Super excited. This is the second one of today. I'm going to try to do two a day until I get the next book of the series. And again, thank you so much for joining me on this journey. And yeah, thank you for being you. But yeah, let's get started. So you can either sit crisscross applesauce or lay down, just try not to fall asleep. And eyes open or close. I always tend to close my eyes because it helps with visualization. But whatever you feel most comfortable with and resonates the most with you, definitely do that. Adjust your posture so that you are comfortable. Perhaps putting your hands at your sides. Begin by taking a few deep breaths. Imagine your entire body relaxing, starting with your toes. Bring a feeling of relaxation into your feet, calves, thighs, then up into your abdomen and lower back, chest, upper back, and shoulders. Next, relax your arms, hands, neck, head, and face. Let the muscles around your jaws and your eyes relax. Do this until you feel peaceful, focused, and physically comfortable. Adjust your posture so that your energy can flow more easily up and down your spine. Breathe a full breath into just your upper chest, moving your lower diaphragm and abdomen as little as possible. Breathe into your upper chest several times. Notice how you feel. Now breathe into your abdomen several times. Following this with several breaths into both your upper chest and abdomen. Straighten and lift your upper chest with a deep breath so your spine is more upright. Notice that as you do this, you may also want to adjust the back of your head and neck to the most comfortable upright posture. This helps create fluidity in your emotional body, open your heart center, and make it easier to think in higher ways. You are now ready to meet your higher self. Imagine that you are being joined by many high beings who are sitting in a circle around you. Feel the peace, joy, and love all around you. These beings are here to assist you in meeting your higher self. Imagine your higher self in the distance, beginning to come toward you. You might picture it as a beautiful, shimmering, radiant light. Greet and welcome your higher self and invite it to come closer. Mentally ask your higher self to assist you in making a stronger connection. Feel the radiance of its love surrounding you and embracing you. Feel the lines of light coming to you from your higher self. As these lines of light touch you, feel your vibration increase. Your higher self is now merging and becoming one with you. Feel your molecules and atoms merging with it as if you are reclaiming a part of your energy. Let your higher self merge with you even more until all your energy patterns are taking on the radiance of your higher self. You and your higher self are now one. As your higher self, open your breathing to create a greater flow of energy in your body. Adjust your posture so that you are sitting as your higher self. As your higher self, adjust your shoulders and chest to reflect your confidence and wisdom. What facial expression do you have as your higher self? Think of a situation you want guidance about. As your higher self, you are going to give yourself advice about this situation. Once you have thought about a situation, imagine you are a wise teacher and consultant. What advice would you give yourself on this situation? You may want to speak out loud or write down your answers. As your higher self, do you have any other messages, perhaps about your spiritual growth, your higher purpose, or anything else? Now thank your higher self for becoming one with you. As your higher self, create a vision of your life as you would like it to be in several years. Let yourself feel the good feelings having this reality will give you. Start with your relationships by imagining all of them bringing you love and joy. Think of your job, financial situation, health, spiritual life, recreation, social activities, energy, lifestyle, and place you would live. What would you love to do during the day? Allow yourself to daydream and fantasize about a life that is loving and nurturing to you. Picture the world as you would like it to be, such as a clean environment, a peaceful world, and so on. As you picture these things, you vibrate with the reality in which they happen. After you've created a vision of your ideal life, imagine you are working with this vision as unmanifest energy. Create this higher probable reality as energy, making your ideal life into energy that is as beautiful, light-filled, and harmonious as you can imagine. You may want to make a symbol of it and play with the symbol. Bring the energy of your highest probable future into your DNA. Let it change your frequency and vibration at a cellular level so that you are vibrating with this higher reality. Radiate this energy through your body, emotions, and mind. Imagine several years have passed, and you are now your future self who lives in this higher probable reality. From the perspective of your future self, what is your life like? Describe your circumstances and how you feel. Speak of the future in present tense. For instance, say to yourself, I now have blank, as you describe life as your future self. As your future self, send energy back through time to assist you in getting to this reality even more easily. Ask your future self if it has a message for you. When you are finished, slowly come back into the room, bringing a sense of this new reality with you. Thank you all. I love you.